In any case, we are not at present discussing this question of what is the right structure of society and what we should expect from each individual. We are at present only studying history. What historically is a fact. In history, at a given time, Indian society was structured on an idea that everybody should be asked to do something that is appropriate to his swabhava, and therefore restricted to his own swabhava and his swadharma. This was the idea of the Kurukshetra war, a concept which is different from the present kind of war which we are fighting in the modern times. Now, this is an aspect which is to be remembered while discussing the whole theory of the Bhagavad Gita. Because you will come across in the Bhagavad Gita a statement by Sri Krishna and says, even by looking to your swadharma, you should fight. A statement which will come in the Bhagavad Gita and says, even looking to your dharma, you should fight. Now, this statement would not be understood unless we understand the structure of the society of that time. Why Sri Krishna argues in this way? That looking to your swadharma, you should fight. According to that swadharma, Kshatriya is supposed to be one who should be ready to be in the battlefield. Whether we like it or not, the world is war. Whether we like it or not, we are in the battle. But consciously, for a Kshatriya, he should be conscious that he is in a battle, and when the battle comes up and demands any kind of sacrifice, he should accept it. This is the basic law of a Kshatriya in the Indian society. More consciously, therefore, it should be applied to everyone in the world. In the largest sense of the term, what is true of an individual like a Kshatriya, if the message of the Gita is to be universal, we have to realize that everyone is in a battle, and whenever the battle comes up, do not run away from the battle. This is the basic message of the Gita. Now, it is in this context of Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra, of the theme of the battle of life, in the background of the concept that the world is not an accident, world is not a nightmare, world is not a dream, world is not nothingness, world is not a mere bubble, but this world is something in which the Divine Himself is active, and He is the Supreme Master of the whole situation. Against this background, the whole of the Bhagavad Gita's problem and the solution arise. I think we should stop here today. I have something urgent today to close, so we can stop here today and we should take it up from here next time. But I would like you to read the text of the chapter number 1 and chapter number 2. And next time when we come here, we shall largely deal with the chapter number 2. We shall begin now the consideration of the text of the Bhagavad Gita. Today we restricted only to the first two words of the text of the Gita, Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra.
No,
it's all right.
Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, according to my interpretation, there is a whole meaning of the whole Gita,
yes.
The sense of whole Gita. Take out Kshetra, Kshetra, put it first, Kshetra, Kshetra, Dharmakul.
That's right. You are right. Absolutely correct.
That
I read it.
The whole idea of a
quite right. Very true.
Gita.
But that is
kadam kadam pe dharma karo.
No, that is true. But
dharma meaning one should know.
That's right. That and also that you have to go beyond dharma. Sarva dharman parityajya. That also is the truth. So that also is the truth. In fact, the final message of the Gita is that when dharma collides with dharma, you go beyond all dharmas, and that is the divine's will, and that is the real solution. Dharma is a solution at a lower level of existence, but when dharma collides with dharma, and very often it does, your demand of love may demand you to give up your dharma for something else. Both are your demands. So when the two dharmas collide with each other, then what is the solution? And the real problem of the Bhagavad Gita is not the problem of dharma. The problem is of the collision of dharmas. On one side there is one dharma, on the other side is another dharma. Swadharma also, and that swadharma also is not sufficient. So Bhagavad Gita says that all dharmas you go beyond, mam ekam, that is my will. You see, what is my will? And my will is the supreme will, and it is most compassionate will, wisest will. It is the most efficient will. Therefore you follow it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I'm okay. I have done wrong interpretation.
No.